The coronavirus pandemic is changing everything really fast. So we have created a podcast where you can hear conversations and stories from NPR journalists who are covering the pandemic, the public health fight against it, and how the world is coping. I'm your host, Kelly McEvers. Listen and subscribe to Coronavirus Daily from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I am here with Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
The remote edition of New Music Friday continues this week as we look at the best albums out on March 27th. There are a lot of good ones out this week. We've got the new Sufjan Stevens. There's also new ones from Little Dragon and the producer Knowledge. But we start off with one of your all-time favorites and the band Pearl Jam, their first new record in 7 years. It's called Gigaton. This is Pearl Jam, the band Pearl Jam, and their new one is called Gigaton. And this song we're listening to is called Quick Escape. Full disclosure, Anne, I know you love this band. I have never been a huge Pearl Jam fan. They've got songs I like, and I have a lot of respect for the band and for Eddie Vedder. But hearing this one, I thought it just felt so right. It's like moody and broody in all the right places, and it just completely rips when you need it to.
Well, I'm very excited there's a new Pearl Jam record. It's a real ray of light in this difficult time. Definitely one of my favorite bands, hometown for me from Seattle. And this one is both classic Pearl Jam and also kind of pushes their envelope in interesting ways. I mean, you know, it's one of their looser, more punky records, I think. But there's some beautiful ballads, too.
Yeah, I think in some ways this is a lean and punky record, but at the same time, it's really not afraid to go epic. I think that album title Gigaton says it all. I mean, you have songs that get really big and swooping. You have 5 songs on this record run more than 5 minutes. It's a big, brash, bold record from really one of the last great grunge bands still standing. We've lost so many of these great singers who came up in the early 90s, and you know, Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam are still pounding away with real vitality.
Pearl Jam is the band. The album is called Gigaton. And Stephen, now we're going to go to one of your all-time favorites, Clem Snide, their first new album in 5 years. It's out today. It's called Forever Just Beyond.
Did you know these were Roger Ebert's dying words? Did you know these were Roger Ebert's dying words? It's all an elaborate hoax. It's all an elaborate hoax. He looked ever peaceful, he looked ever young, accepting his moment that soon would be done. He wrote in a note that he passed to his wife as he felt himself shedding the skin of this life. It said, there is a vastness that can't be contained or described as a thought in the flesh of our brain. It's everything, everywhere, future and past, dissolving together in eternal flash.
The This is Clem Snide. The album is called Forever Just Beyond, and this song, which is so near and dear to my heart, is called Roger Ebert. I will say there are probably better tracks on this record than Roger Ebert. This is the opening song. But I had to play it because it just made me feel so seen. You know, like whenever I'm in traffic and people are freaking out and they're honking their horns and everyone's furious, I just want to roll down my window and scream, you know, this is all an illusion, right?
And I know Roger Ebert's wife, who is mentioned in the song, actually really loved the song and told Eve Barzilay, who is basically Clem Snide, that for her it was a real celebration of her husband.
Yeah, this record makes me so incredibly happy. I have been a Clem Snide super fan for 20 years now, and Eve Barzilay's voice has been this source of incredible calm and comfort and perspective. And, you know, he put this record together with the help of Scott Avett from the Avett Brothers, who was a very longtime Clem Snide fan. Scott Avett turns up on several songs here. And I just think their sensibilities match so well. This is a record that really touches on themes of spirituality and our place in the universe. And I can't tell you how much this is the right record at the right time. I think Clem Snide is an absolute treasure. This is an excellent place to start. If you fall in love with that sweet, warm Kermit the Frog voice of Eve Barzilay, go back, dig into his catalog. Albums like Your Favorite Music and The Ghost of Fashion are genuinely some of my favorite albums of all time. I think he, they, whatever you want to call Clem Snide, just wonderful. And I'm so, so glad this record exists.
Well, I just felt listening to this record that all the songs, they just landed so perfectly. Such a perfect, beautiful listen from Clem Snide. The album is called Forever Just Beyond. Let's go next to the band Little Dragon. Little Dragon is back with a new one called New Me, Same Us. This is the band Little Dragon. The album is called New Me, Same Us. The song is Are You Feeling Sad? And for this one, we welcome host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, Sam Sanders. Welcome, Sam.
It's good to be here.
So this is a band from Sweden fronted by Yukimi Nagano. The band formed when she was just 14 years old, amazingly.
Yeah.
That was nearly 25 years ago. And I mean, we talked about a veteran band like Pearl Jam putting out relevant music now 30 years into their career. If you told me Yukimi Nagano was still a teenager and that this band, Little Dragon, had just started making music, I would believe you because I thought it just feels so right now.
Yeah. Well, so this is the thing that I kept feeling playing this album. Like, all of it feels like new music, but it feels incredibly familiar because the things that have, like, made them work as a band since I began to be into them, which was, gosh, well over 10 years ago with the kind of breakout song Ritual Union, they've always kind of melded her really soulful, soothing vocals with these lovely beats that are, like, incredibly rhythmic and soothing. So, like, for me with this album, there's a really pulsing drum beat with these, and they're kind of mid-tempo. And I've been thinking all week, being trapped in my apartment, what kind of music do I need for various activities? This album is like perfect for getting through that chore list of things you've put off in your place right now. Like, this is perfect music to play while you redo the cabinets or reorganize the pantry. It's just like lovely, soothing, almost trance-like.
I think it's really interesting. You know, we've been talking a lot at NPR Music about music that provides a sense of calm, and it's so tempting to equate calmness with slowness. Mm-hmm. And I think this record is a really good reminder that that's not necessary. You know, as you said, it's kind of a dance pop record, elements of house music and R&B, but lyrically speaking, it is an album celebrating community and togetherness in a way that provides this reminder that joy exists on the other side of trials in our life. And
yeah,
there's this real hopeful quality to this record that was very useful to me this week.
So there's that one song that we both highlighted, Robin. It is called Are You Feeling Sad? And it is really like been a perfect song for me in this moment because she has these lyrics like, don't worry, it's gonna turn out fine. And it's just lovely to hear a voice like that sing those words to you right now.
The band is Little Dragon. The album is New Me, Same Us. And Sam, why don't you stay with us for this next one? This is from Sufjan Stevens, his new project with Lowell Brahms. It's called Aporia. This is Sufjan Stevens with Lowell Brahms, a project they did together called Aporia. The song we're listening to is called Usia. It's spelled O-U-S-I-A, Usia. And if you were expecting another Illinois record or Age of Odds or Carrie and Lowell or something like that, this is so not that. So Sam, tell us what Sufjan Stevens is doing on this one.
Yeah, I don't know yet what he's doing. It's going to take me a few more listens. So Robin, when you sent me the list of new albums to talk about, I was so excited for Sufjan because, you know, we all know his iconic songs and his voice, and he's done that thing for so long. He is just so emo in a beautiful way, and his voice conveys such delicate emotion. And you'll recall, Robin, I sent you a Slack message about halfway through this new album, and I said, is he ever going to sing? And you said, no, not really. So I'm still playing this album, trying to get used to hearing a Sufjan album without his voice. Because for me, what's always been the most iconic thing about his music is his voice. So that's going to take some getting used to. But I will say that you can totally listen to this and appreciate the attention to detail and time they spent crafting these soundscapes. They are intricate and ornate. And right now, I think, really lovely for like a solitary, socially distanced hike outside.
Lowell Brahms is Sufjan Stevens' stepdad and his business partner in the label Asthmatic Kitty. And this record reflects their interest in New Age music. They say it was inspired by artists like Enya. And it reminds me of a work that Sufjan did many years ago in 2009. It was a multimedia work called The BQE that was both this film projections and also a similarly ambient, almost like verging on industrial. And I guess this resulted from jams between him and his stepdad, Lowell. So, you know, it's really cool to me to think about Sufjan and his stepdad hanging out, spinning some Enya, and then creating some weird atmospheric music. And I try to imagine what they were projecting with their slide projectors as they were doing that or something like that.
This record has quite a bit of range to it. It's 21 tracks. The cut that we first played is called Usia. Let's do another one from the record called Agathon. This song, Agathon, has a bit more drive to it. So there's a lot more movement to it, a real pulse to it. And there's quite a few cuts on this record that sound like this one. And then there are these sort of choral pieces, these really beautiful but also kind of creepy choral pieces. This is one called Mythology.
I think this is the definition of a labor of love. It's not going to be for everybody. I mean, Sufjan Stevens periodically kind of weaves in one of these more experimental projects. And, you know, I think it's interesting. Sufjan Stevens actually dropped this record a few days ago, bumped up the release by a few days, I think kind of hoping to get ahead of record stores closing. But I also feel like you want to drop this record a few days early because you realize that there is a need and an appetite for this kind of calm.
Well, Sam, maybe this wasn't the album you were expecting to get from Sufjan Stevens, but I hope it's the one that you ended up wanting from Sufjan Stevens, because I felt like it really came at the right time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also, we all have a lot more time on our hands these days, so I'm just going to keep playing it till it makes sense, which I'm sure will happen soon.
All right.
The album from Sufjan Stevens and Lowell Brahms is called Aporia. Thanks so much, Sam. We need to do this again.
Oh, my God. Anytime. This has been so much fun.
All right. Take care.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye.
All right, let's hear one more album out today before we take a break. It comes from the artist known as Somni. It's called Home.
Well, I could go home if I want to, and then what? Living off time that I borrowed, and then bought. My melodies, they won't sing themselves to me, and everything seems to knock you off your feet. Well, I could find someone to talk to, and then what? It's half a shit I don't remember. It's been lost. Fallen leaves and the moonlight on the trees. December brings all the pain you used to see.
This is the artist Somni, Somni, S-O-M-N-I, Somni. The record is called Home, and this is the title cut. Somni is otherwise known as Leo Schulman, a multi-instrumentalist originally from the UK, but based out of Los Angeles now. Stephen, this is one you brought to the table, and I thought it was just such an arresting mix of these glitchy beats and filled recordings and like strange little samples and textures. I mean, this could be a straight up R&B or pop record. But all these little things he does with it keep it from being that.
Yeah, every song is just this warmly whirring little puzzle box, you know, these little clattering contraptions. And I really was enormously taken with it. I mean, it's called Home. The song we heard is called Home. It's about feelings surrounding home, about confinement and relief. And, you know, boy, we've talked about records this week that feel perfect for this time. This record felt perfect for this time. I found it just so charming.
I know that Somni is influenced both by atmospheric producers like Flying Lotus and songwriters like Cat Power and Elliott Smith. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're hearing there, Stephen, is that mix of electronic adventurism and a kind of a real emotionalism. And I encourage people, if they check out this record, to try to find the cover, because the image on the cover of the record is, again, so relevant to our moment. It's of Leo / Somni, a drawing or painting of him looking out a window that becomes another window, or maybe a mirror or something. It captures a feeling.
Somni is the artist. The album is called Home, and we still have several more releases out today that we want to play and talk about, plus our lightning round of other notable releases for March 27th. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back. It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on March 27th. We start the second half of our show off with the singer Lily Hyatt and her new one. It's called Walking Proof.
My name.
This is Lily Hyatt. Her new album is called Walking Proof, and the song we're listening to is called P-Town, the letter P-Town. She's a country and country rock singer from Nashville, Ann, where you are, and the daughter of John Hyatt. This is her fourth full-length album, and Ann, I know one that you're really loving this week.
Oh, yeah. I love Lily. She is a young queen of the Americana scene down here in Nashville, and I would call her one of the great 21st century Southern rockers. You feel that mix of lyricism and rock and roll energy in everything she does. But the song we just heard, P-Town, has a great little lyric that I think captures what's awesome about Lily, which is her insight into relationships and her fearlessness in noting uncomfortable realities about relationships. You know, she has this line, looking at pictures of us in Portland, Oregon, I still can't figure out why we didn't have fun. And that line just hit me so hard. Like, how many times in your life you had a love affair or something, and you look back and you're like, God, why weren't we happy, you know? And she just has this honesty in her core, that makes her write these lyrics, not unlike her dad, John Hyatt, who, by the way, appears on this record alongside other Nashville faves like Amanda Shires and Aaron Lee Tastian and Margot Price's pedal steel player, Luke Schneider.
Lily Hyatt is the singer. Her new one is called Walking Proof. Let's go next to the producer, Knowledge. Knowledge is back with another one called 1988. This is Knowledge. The new project from Knowledge is called 1988. The track we're listening to is called Don't Be Afraid. And joining us to talk about this one from his home in Philly is host of XPN's Culture Cypher Radio and the podcast Serious Rap Shit, John Morrison. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Robin. What's up?
So what is this, like the 1 billionth album from Knowledge? I lost track around the 80th or 90th release from him.
Yeah, he's real prolific. A lot of his stuff lives on the site Bandcamp, and he's kind of been catching wreck as like one of these like leading lights of the beat scene for, I probably first heard him about a decade ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most prolific and sought-after beatmakers around. I mean, he's worked with Kendrick Lamar on To Pimp a Butterfly. He works extensively with Anderson .Paak in No Problems. Anderson .Paak pops up on this record. And this record's just a really interesting collection of shards of songs, these kind of woozy effects and samples that weave in and out. It's a very fragmented record, but there's so many interesting sounds on it.
Yeah, a lot of this is very minimal. I don't know much about his setup and process, but as a beat maker, my ear kind of perks up and I could kind of tell some of what he's doing. There's not a lot of elaborate arrangements or anything on this record. It feels like he's just taking these like 80s and 90s R&B records, soul records, and just chopping them up, flipping them, and making something new out of them real quick.
He packs a lot into a really short window. It's like 22 tracks on this album, and it's only 38 minutes long. So it's a quick ride, but a good one. Knowledge is the producer. His new one is called 1988. And John, stay with us for one more. This is a singer known as Orion Sun. Her new record is called Hold Space for Me.
Where do you go when your soul leaves the physical? I wanna know. 'Cause you're supposed to see what I see. All our dreams, reality. Oh, baby, it's so surreal. I might get a deal. Might give my mom a house just to show her that it's real. Money coming in that the people feel what we feel. I know you're not around me, but I feel you still. Soul leaves the physical. I wanna know, Cause you're supposed to see what I see. All our dreams, reality.
This is Orion's Sun. The album is called Hold Space for Me. The song is Grim Reaper. And John, she's an R&B and soul singer. She raps on this record too. She's otherwise known as Tiffany Majette, and she's from your hometown there in Philly.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Orion's Sun. This record is beautiful. The whole album really feels like falling in love. It has these gorgeous guitar parts. It's dreamy, it's tender music, and she really explores all of these like different colors and moods that you might experience with falling in love with someone, or, you know, all of the like details and moods that would come with like an intimate relationship. Grim Reaper is a beautiful song. It has like these long trails of dubbed out echo, and her vocal tone is gorgeous and her phrasing is impeccable. It's just, it feels good, and it kind of opens up this like tender emotional world.
She even reaches back to Jacques Brel with the track Don't Leave Me, Ne Me Quitte Pas, which is of course from a French art song. I'm all about the French art song, so that was really cool to hear.
I just appreciate the fact that she is not tethered to any genre. You have, you know, R&B and jazz and hip hop and folk and electropop all swirling together in this kind of ethereal way. It just feels like it's its own thing. And I really appreciated that. I love this record.
Yeah, you read my mind. Its own thing.
Orion's Sun is the artist. Her new one is called Hold Space for Me. And thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Robin. I appreciate it.
We've got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but it is another super packed week, and there are a whole bunch of other albums that we need to mention, starting with Waxahachie, a record we certainly would have played if Bob hadn't played it on the show recently himself. The album is called Saint Cloud. Vikingur Olafsson, the pianist Vikingur Olafsson, has a new one out now, really beautiful one called Debussy and Rameau. He is a pianist from Iceland performing their works, a really gorgeous record. Margaret Glaspie has a new one called Devotion. This is her full-length follow-up to the 2016 album that we all loved called Emotions in Math. Her new one out now is called Devotion. The singer Jesse Reyes has a new one out called Before Love Came to Kill Us. Before Love Came to Kill Us. She is an R&B and soul singer and a songwriter from Canada. Great one from her. And finally, from me, I'll mention the Brooklyn Rider record. Brooklyn Rider, this is a string quartet from Brooklyn. Their new one is called Healing Modes.
The singer-songwriter Vanessa Carlton has a wonderful meditation on the work of the writer and philosopher Eric Fromm. It's called Love is an Art. One of my favorite metal bands, and I just have to shout out my teenage daughter, Bibi. She turned me onto this band in this moment, led by the phenomenal Maria Brink. She's like a Marilyn Manson as a woman, like bringing her revenge on the world. They have a new album called Mother. Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem goes lo-fi and Springsteen-esque on his new record, Local Honey. Joyner Lucas, the rapper, has a new one called ADHD. And Jim Lauderdale, the great polymath of Nashville, Tennessee, who can do everything from country to country soul to pop to whatever, goes bluegrass on his new one, When Carolina Comes Home Again.
The Australian rock band Cable Ties, big riffs, a really clear purpose, a new album called Far Enough.
A good one.
Yeah, a band from Scotland called Catholic Action. Again, you know, like a real sense of purpose, but also a sense of playfulness on a new record called Celebrated by Strangers. The chamber pop band San Fermin, we've talked about them on this show before, dark and beautiful. The second part of a two-part album called The Cormorant is out today. Bon Iver has its 10th anniversary edition of Blood Bank, the EP with some live tracks. A band called Gold Cage that I just put on the Austin 100, kind of shoegaze slowcore music. I really like it. The album is called Social Crutch. Half-Waif, spare and beautiful music, but with real air in it. Album is called The Caretaker. Canadian singer Basha Bulat, who's been a favorite of mine for a really long time. She has a new record produced by Jim James of My Morning Jacket. That's called Are You In Love? 5 Seconds of Summer, new album called Calm. And The Orb, the long-running ambient weirdos, they've got a new album called Abolition of the Royal Familia.
All those many, many albums out now on March 27th, along with the last one that we want to play. It's from the composer Jacek. It's called Music for Film. This is the composer Jacek, Michał Jacek. He's a Polish composer. The song that we're listening to is called The Iron Bridge from his album Music for Film. And this is a record, when I first put it on and started listening, I thought, oh yeah, this is going to be exactly what I need right now. But then the more you get into it, it's kind of bleak in a way, you know? It's the music isn't stark. The music, in fact, is really rich and textured and warm. But there's so much darkness in it.
Yeah, Jacek is one of those go-to head-filling ambient neoclassical artists that I've loved for a really long time, and I've thought for a really long time that his music would lend itself perfectly to film scores. And of course, he's been working on film scores on and off for much of that time. The majority of the tracks on this album, Music for Film, are from a movie called November, but there's other movie music that he's woven in, you know, strings and pianos and samples. And it's interesting how well this album hangs together, even though it's written over the course of 10 years. It just has this beautiful, just ambient sweep to it. I love it.
Yeah, I agree completely. It felt like a complete piece, not all these songs that he just kind of stitched together. In fact, I wasn't entirely sure whether this was all new music or partly new music or what, but yeah, it's from these different projects and it flows so nicely together. And if you like the little clip that we played of the song Iron Bridge, definitely listen to the whole thing because it is a beautifully transporting record, even if it gets a little creepy in places. The album is called Music for Film from the composer Jacek, and that's spelled Jacasek, pronounced Jacek. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. We made it!
Woo!
We did it!
Another week. Woohoo!
Signing off from the closet here. I'm amongst my clothes.
Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you so much, Robin. And Stephen.
And Stephen.
Yeah, thanks to you both.
All right, hang in there, you two.
Yeah, you too, man.
As always, if you want to hear full versions of the songs we played, along with a bunch of other new tracks out this week, you can listen on our website, npr.org/allsongs. We're also in Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlists. If you want to keep in touch and keep track of what all we're doing at NPR Music, including updates about Tiny Desk concerts and other playlists, sign up for our newsletter at npr.org/musicnewsletter. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Music. I'm at NPROBIN, that's NP Robin. I hope you're doing well out there. Stay strong, be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.